Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shakespeare Breakdown, the podcast where I discuss and analyse Shakespeare's plays to allow you to fully grasp his most difficult pieces. My name is Robert Griffiths, a literary professor from the University of Sydney, and today we'll be breaking down the major themes and devices in the play Othello, making special relation to the 2007 documentary Forbidden Lies. In the classical play Othello, many a theme can be seen throughout. But the major theme that we'll be focusing on today is the concept of truth and deception, which rampant throughout both Othello and Forbidden Lies. In the play Othello, truth and deception can be seen in almost every action. In Iago's double-crossing of Othello by telling the lie that his wife, Desdemona, has bewitched him into marrying him, in the scandalous plot to murder Othello, and Desdemona's lie to her father so she can marry Othello. The lies and deception begin when Iago is frustrated that Othello promoted his friend, Cassio, to be his lieutenant instead of him. This makes Iago go to Desdemona's father and say that Othello has bewitched her into marrying him, thus making her father want to arrest and kill Othello. This is a series of events that spark the story to begin to unfold. Throughout the play, the theme of deception can be broken down into different types of lies. For example, a blatant lie. This can be seen when Iago tells Othello that Cassio and Desdemona are infatuated with each other, so he can sow the seeds of doubt into Othello, so that he will either leave or kill his wife. Another example being in its use of falsification in the use of the handkerchief. The handkerchief serves as an important artifact in the story, as is the final push for Othello when he finds it in the hands of Cassio, and believes that Desdemona and Cassio are having an affair together. All these different lies and deceptions can also be seen in the documentary Forbidden Lies in the character of Norma Currie, and the similarities between her and Iago. In the documentary, Norma writes a book outlining, in detail, the honour killing of her best friend, only to then be found as false, and the entire story being fabricated to be used as financial gain. The similarities between these two characters starts with the telling of blatant lies to achieve their own personal goals. Iago's wish being to destroy Othello's life, and Norma's wish to gain money easily. Another similarity between the two is the manipulation of other people to achieve their goals. Iago manipulating Rodrigo to arrest Othello so they can ruin his life, and Norma manipulating her new friends into giving her money and fame. Overall, truth and deception can be seen all throughout both Othello and Forbidden Lies, both leaning very heavily towards deception and the absence of truth. Comparisons between the characters can be drawn between Iago and Norma, and there are lies that are used to achieve their own personal goals. Furthermore, special artifacts can be drawn from both that are pivotal to the stories. In Othello, it's the handkerchief that tips Othello over the edge, and the book that Norma writes to achieve her fame. I truly hope this was insightful and helps you understand the classical play Othello and the connections that it can be drawn to more modern texts. Thank you for listening to this lesson, and I hope that I'll see you in the next Shakespeare Breakdown.